You Can't Make It Up, show number 158 for Monday, August 22nd, 2011. Hello, Ken.
Yeah, I don't usually pay attention to these things, but my horoscope today says you just might get up and want to cancel Monday.
What if you cancel Monday, does it work? Do everybody in your life has to give it up too? Or?
I don't know. It just tells me to do that. So I guess I'm doing that.
So it's Tuesday as far as you're concerned?
Concerned, yeah.
Okay. Well,
a futile endeavor to deceive myself, yes.
My mom wouldn't like that. Today is her birthday.
Yes, Mom, it's going strong.
Yeah, we'll tell you more about that a little bit later. But I wanted to, let's put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
If Sir Arthur Conan Doyle were telling this story, he'd probably call it the strange case of Michelangelo's revenge.
Mm.
Let me explain it to you.
Mm, please.
If God, in fact, listens to a group of Franciscan friars, there's a certain Bible thief in Italy that is going to get a cleansing.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And not just his soul.
No.
There'll be some physiological things going on, too. The members of the Florence religious order are praying for the unusual vengeance to be brought down on whomever stole a rare edition of the good book from the lectern of the 15th century church of San Salvador al Monte. Now, to make matters worse, the friars went out and bought a replacement Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, it was donated by one of the worshipers.
Yeah.
Well, that also went missing. So the thief struck again. Yeah. This is according to the Italian newspaper La Stampa. So one of the friars, and this is a quote, "We pray to God that the thief is struck by a strong bout of the SH-S.
Yes.
The friar wrote in a note, and he posted the note in the church where Michelangelo once worshipped. Now, such a condition, the friar said, might encourage the thief to carry out no further such thefts. Now, the friars are going to cover their buns with this vengeance. The friars hope their own transgressions, praying for vengeance and using profanity to boot, will be forgiven. Quote, "It's not exactly clean language," a friar told the paper, "but we couldn't put up with it any longer. The Lord and our faithful will understand."
Well,
I have one thought.
Only one.
Yeah. Well, the thief should be considered himself extremely lucky that these weren't monks casting this spell, because, you know, they're silent anyway. So they're not going to tell you about the antidote.
No. I'm sure they aren't.
I think the suspect, if indeed the curse works, the suspect should be easy to spot, don't you think?
That was a bum shot.
You know, they didn't have to resort to profanity. They could have just used the term that Jonathan Winters used to use for it, the green apple quick step.
There it is.
He always used to work. You know, I got the green apple quick step last night. I had to see it all night and couldn't do a darn thing.
You can't make it up.
A long time ago, in the black boy was born in Arkansas. At the age of three, he played the piano and barely even walked. Then his mama took him to a teacher to show him the right way to play. And then he practiced every day.
I love my music.
Yes, I do, yes, I do.
I love my music, baby.
Oh, oh.
I love my music.
Yeah.
I love my music, baby.
I love it.
I love my music.
Then I grew up into a man and learned a bunch of things, like playing keyboards, arranging, and learning how to sing.
Say what?
But then everyone wants to tell him just how he should want to play.
Get
up out of my face.
Come on.
I love my music.
Yeah.
I love my music, baby.
Yes, I do.
I love my music.
I gotta love it.
I love my music, baby.
Ooh.
I love my music.
Now come on.
I love my music, baby.
Ooh.
I love my music.
Ow.
I love my music, baby.
That's Tchaikovsky. You heard?
I love my music.
You gotta love that music.
I love my music, baby. I love my music.
from New York City by way of Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Yeah.
That is the triple threat R&B talent of Rod Clemens, who just happens to also be unsighted.
Yes, that's true. I read that about him.
The song is I Love My Music. It's off Rod's brand new album, What's Up, It's Me. It's his debut piece. And this guy, we'll just put a link out there to his bio, just a phenomenal success story in the music industry. And he knows from whence he came. He is giving thanks to his mom in one of his tracks. Born and raised in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Rod Clemens gravitated toward the piano at the age of 3. And he was born blind. Clemens came from a very musically inclined family, lots of encouragement to nurture his gift. His parents did. He continued his studies at a local university where his father worked as a professor. Long story short, he found his way to New York City in 1988. That was his lifelong dream. He became a session player, a vocal coach, a background vocalist, and he prepared singers to perform on Broadway in Hairspray, Lion King, and the national tour of Legally Blonde. And the thing I like best about Rod is this comment here. He said that his new album, he'd been working on it for quite some time, and after sitting on the project a number of years, he caught some inspiration from his 82-year-old mother, who reminded him that, quote, she has more years behind her than she has left on this earth, and she wants to see him finish the album. And as all good sons do, Clemens listens to mom and even penned a Mother's Day song for her titled She's My Girl. Rod, we also love your music, the cut that you just heard. And we want to dedicate this week's show to my mom down in Eastern Connecticut, who today, August 22nd, turns 88.
88. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should get there.
I'm not going to make it. I don't know about you, but... But please stick around for the end of today's show for a very special song that Rod wrote for and to honor his 82-year-old mom. This show originates at 2, kenscomedy.com, except no substitutes.
You know, if we're still doing this show at age 88, how many episodes would we have in the can?
You mean how many good ones?
No, I didn't say that.
You could probably count them on one hand.
There you go.
We're called You Can't Make It Up for a reason, and my buddy here is going to tell you one of the reasons right now.
Yeah. I mean, this is stuff you can't make up, and that's why we're here. You've heard of the TV show, the game show, Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old, right? Well, for those who haven't, the idea is you have these adults, and they're trying to answer semi-difficult questions and win some money for doing that. But if they need help, they have to turn to a panel of 10-year-olds. But then they have to admit by doing that, that they really aren't smarter than a 10-year-old. So it's very embarrassing. Well, apparently there's a variation of that game going on down in Georgia. And it's called, or I'm calling it, Are You Smarter Than a 12-Year-Old? And it turns out that if you are a member of the Fitzgerald, Georgia Police Force, the answer is no.
Fitzgerald, Georgia.
Yep. Now, the 12-year-old in question is named Jessica Maple, and she attended a summer program at the Fulton County District Attorney's Office that teaches young people how to fight crime. It's called the Junior District Attorney Program. What a fun summer that must be. So anyway, she was attending a class in forensics. And while there, apparently somebody was actually ripping off the house of her late great-grandmother down at Fitzgerald in Georgia. So police investigated, if you can call it that. And let's just say they missed a few clues. So 12-year-old Jessica went to that house. And just by looking around, she was able to determine exactly where the burglars got in, something the police missed. And then she and her mom went to a local pawn shop, something the police didn't figure on doing. And guess what? They found some of the great-grandmother's stuff on display there on sale. Gee, I wonder who might have pawned it. Could it be the burglars? So then our 12-year-old Jessica investigates further. And she found copies of the IDs of the very same burglars who sold the stuff to the pawn shop. And using that info, she and her mom drove over to the house of one of the burglars and confronted him. And that's all it took for him to say to her, well, yeah, I did it. Yeah. So, 12-year-old Jessica solved the burglary. Case closed, right?
I would think.
No. Even with all that evidence in hand, a verbal confession, mind you, the name and address of the burglar, the pawn shop receipts, guess what? The local police in Fitzgerald have still not made an arrest.
Haven't solved the crime.
No. I'm not sure that I agree with you 100% on your police work there, Lou.
Proving they aren't smarter than a 12-year-old.
This is a conundrum. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm guessing Fitzgerald is an itty-bitty town in Georgia?
I'm going to guess, and I'm certainly going to hope so, because if it's a large town, we got a big problem.
Well, you know, we spent some time in Georgia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're big on Krispy Kreme donut shops down there, but they're only in the bigger areas. I'm wondering if maybe just recently Fitzgerald got their first Krispy Kreme donut shop, and maybe the cops are a little distracted.
That and indoor plumbing.
Hey, this is Jim Armstrong in Toronto, and you're listening to a track off my new Junction Road album, Worn Out Shoes. Speaking of things used up, here's more toucans of my favorite comedy show, You Can't Make It Up.
You can catch her dancing on the front porch in her worn out shoes. She's doing the boogie woogie to those Elvis Presley.
Want your weekly dose of toucans on your mobile device?
There's an app for that.
That's right. You can hear You Can't Make It Up while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Now, Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone.
You can listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, your BlackBerry, and your Palm Pre.
And when you download Stitcher to hear You Can't Make It Up, you have a chance to win some money.
Uh-huh. Downloading's quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. Download it. It is free, as my friend just told you. It just takes a few seconds.
And then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Ken. K-E-N-S, to get automatically entered to win $100.
And the latest episode of the show is going to be waiting for you in your favorites. There's no syncing. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand. As I said, no syncing.
It's Stitcher Smart Radio.
And don't forget to enter that promo code KENS when you register. You could win $100.
That's K-E-N-S, KENS.
Follow me down to the park.
So just a quick thing about Stitcher, because we're mobile.
Yes, we're still running away. So what else is going on in the wacky world of You Can't Make It Up?
I want to just do a quick plug here. Jimmy Armstrong and the Sonic Deli Band up in Canada. He's one of our favorite musicians, favorite people. They're doing something big starting this Thursday. It's Busker Fest up in Toronto. It is the huge event. Up there to raise money for Epilepsy Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And what Busker Fest is, it's a four-day, just a blowout of music, food, fun, hundreds of street jugglers from around the world. It's become, we got an email from Andrea Poulos. Andrea, I'm sorry, you have to tell me how to pronounce your last name. We never did cover that. I just call her Andy.
Mm-hmm.
She's the boss lady at Sonic Deli Records, and she tells me that Busker Fest is the biggie fundraising event for eToronto. It's their 11th year. It's grown from a small local idea to one of the biggest street fests of its kind in North America. They also have a huge silent auction, art auction. This four-day event brings in well over $250,000 in revenue. It is the biggest fundraiser for Epilepsy Toronto. So if that is a cause that is near and dear to you and you have some friends or family up in Canada, would you consider giving a few shekels? I guess that wouldn't be it, would it? What's their denomination up there? Do they use money up in Canada?
In Canada? Yeah, they have
Do they swap maple leaves, don't they? It's a barter system?
They have a Canadian dollar. It's worth a couple of cents. I don't know.
Yeah, they don't want our money, that's for sure.
No.
Epilepsy Toronto. Seriously, folks, we'll put a link out there to Sonic Deli Records. And Jim Armstrong, who has been since a young boy, has had epilepsy, and he takes it so well. He jokes about it. But anyway, Jimmy, we miss you, guy. Come on back on the show. We need to talk to you about some other things to do with Voices United for Veterans. So we'll move along here. Well, that is going to do it for you non-VIP listeners. Well, what does that mean? Well, if you're not a very important patriot, that is, you haven't donated to our favorite charity, Voices United for Veterans, then you can't hear the rest of today's show. I'm sorry, but Just so you know, here's what you're missing.
We have a low-tech but very effective deterrent against car theft. Works every time. Well, it should anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to try it. Attention Kmart shoppers. Be on the lookout for Mr. Fenton of Reno, Nevada. This joker makes Batman's nemesis look like Alfred Pennyworth.
Yes. You don't hear that name very often, do you?
No.
And our moment of duh, going driving. Well, let's see. Keys, check. Engine, check. Brakes. Brakes, hello?
brain to car, stop. It's been a while, Ken, since we've had a nice tri-bozo story cross our path. This clown came tooling by on yet another vehicle not intended for transportation. And here's how simple it is to get all of that each and every week for the next 52 weeks. Simply go over to VoicesUnitedForVeterans.org, make a $25 donation, and you'll help us end veteran homelessness. On that note,
yes. Yes.
I'd like to close, and on our way out, with Rod Clemens.
Oh, yes.
And the song he wrote to thank his mom for all she's done for him throughout his life and musical career. We'd like to dedicate it to my mom on this, her 88th birthday. And it's called She's My Girl. And Ken, I will see you next week.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Should we be jumping out of a cake here or what?
Ooh, your breakfast will be ready soon. Boy, hurry, you'll be late for school. Come and let me tie your shoe. This is what she would say to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got a brand new toy for you. Don't cry, you're coming home real soon. Waiting here for you just to share the whole weekend. I know you got some limitations, but it doesn't really matter.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2 kenscomedy.com.
This is what she said to me. She's my girl. Yeah, she helped me build my world. Yeah. Special lady, she's my girl. Yes, she is. She helped me build my world. Yes, she did. I don't know what I would do without this special lady. You're going off to college soon. Yes, you will. Be some brand new friends for you. To do, 'cause you grew up too fast. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yeah, you know just what you wanna do. You know, be right here to see you through. Yeah. Don't let nothing in your way, boy. Just keep right on moving. I know you got some limitations, but it's all. Anyone else can do. This is what she would say to me. She's my girl. Yeah, yeah. She helped me build my world. She helped me build my world. I don't know where I would be without this special lady. She's my girl. Yeah, 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 yeah. She helped me build my world. Oh, yes, she did. But it doesn't really matter. I can do just anything. I can be what I want to be. And I'm not afraid to fall. 'Cause she taught me how to stand tall. She
stars are they? Could a dinner help with homework, laugh and talk and play? Then tuck us in bed so we can meet another day. Get up in the morning, working hard throughout the shade. To give us everything so we can go out on our way. And now we're standing. Yeah.
Breakfast will be ready. School. Yeah, come and let me tie your shoes.